So in light of this development, and when we look at the big picture, it is one thing to interrupt transmission. It is another thing to stay polio-free. So how does Africa sustain the hard-won gains in keeping polio at bay to be declared polio-free one day, really?
Well, the good news is that the intensity of the campaigns has been maintained. Nigeria, at one point, was over half the cases in the world, and many people said to us, hey, can you really succeed in Nigeria? If we go and look at the level of immunization, even up in the north where the health systems are more challenging, we've got that at quite a high level. So if we can get rid of this pocket, then it'll cement the change. In parallel, we're still working in Pakistan and Afghanistan. And so we feel really good about where we are despite this setback. We've got a great team up there. The government's working with us. We need to access kids, and we need for people to understand the importance of getting all the kids to take this oral polio vaccine.
And you mentioned Pakistan and Afghanistan. So can you could you elaborate a little more on what the foundation is doing in these two countries that are still endemic? And also a country like Ukraine that witnessed an outbreak last September.
Yeah, fortunately, the Ukraine thing looks like it's under control. So both in Nigeria and in Pakistan, Afghanistan, our main challenge is that we have kids who the vaccinators have a tough time finding and reaching those kids in an insecure environment can be very complex. And so we really need to understand where the kids are. We need teams that are very competent going out with these vaccines. And then the numbers have come down in Pakistan and Afghanistan. So far this year, we've had 19 cases. So even adding the two that we just found in Nigeria, this is by far the lowest year of polio cases ever. And we're getting smarter all the time about how we find the villages, how we reach out to the traditional leaders. Obviously, we're going to need great partnership with the governments in the region, particularly up in the northeast in Borno.
Now, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has supported the campaign for a polio-free world with about $3.5 billion, at least. What do you perceive as the organization's biggest accomplishments in eradicating polio?
Well, when this all started, it goes all the way back to 1988, there was a commitment to show that eradication can be done. So having success here is important, not just for polio, which is literally reducing millions of kids that would have been paralyzed, but also for building better health systems and showing us how to go after future eradications. So we're very gratified that the case numbers have come down. We've had great partnerships. Although our foundation is a big funder, we have many other very generous funders who've been our partners. And even now, as we're facing this new challenge, they're stepping up and asking how they can help out. So we're optimistic that this will become a model, just like smallpox, which is a long time ago, became a model and really drove a lot of new great work in global health.
So, Mr. Gate, as an important part of the foundation's work focuses on health, as progress is being seen in fighting diseases like polio and improving immunization for children, what is the next priority in health funding for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation?
Well, our overall goal is that kids in poor countries should be as healthy as kids in the rest of the world. That is, their chance of getting sick is great. Much lower than it is today. Their ability to get good nutrition, and so they develop physically and mentally to achieve their full potential, that's the same as kids everywhere. And so that there's a lot still to be done. The progress on things like deaths going back in 1990 were over 12 million kids under 5 died every year. Now that number's under 6 million. So by getting new vaccines out, by improving primary health care, by educating mothers about things like breastfeeding, we have seen huge progress. There are a few other diseases like guinea worm that the number of cases is very, very small. And even a big killer like malaria, although it'll take many decades to get there, we're going to take the lessons from polio and apply that and eventually even be able to eradicate malaria.
And when you look at the way healthcare is being conducted in Africa in general, how do you foresee the impact of technology in the future of healthcare, specifically in Africa?
It's wonderful that we have technology on our side. So the ability to ask people to go out and survey the population and see how they're being served and report back to us using something like a cell phone, we can do quality measures much better. The ability to track the supply chain and make sure the vaccines are getting out, the ability to get the word out about when these vaccine sessions are taking place. Technology is such a huge support here. And every year, as you get more cell phones, you get better network coverage, you get better biological science. That's partly why we think we can even accelerate the improvement in health in Africa. Even though the last 25 years were good, we want to do even more in the next 25 years.
And finally, Mr. Bill Gates, if we were to summarize in a way what it would take for the final push to end polio once and for all globally, what would you say?
Well, the simple thing is that if we get every kid to take the vaccine, then the disease drops to zero. And zero is, you know, really magic number, because then it means after you go through as a three-year period of making sure you haven't missed any cases, then all the expenses to do with polio prevention, those can go down, and yet no kid will be paralyzed. No parents will have to worry about this disease, which, you know, back in its heyday was very, very, very widespread. And we have all the lessons that come out of that. So getting the coverage level up, not having large pockets of children like in that Lake Chad region that we're missing with the vaccines, that's what we have to deal with. And we certainly see great progress on that in Asia. And now, you know, we've got to redouble our efforts in Africa.
Mr. Bill Gates, thank you so much for your time.